Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at The Gaslight, the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard, right over there on the hill in St. Louis, Missouri. Come over there, check it out, man. It's just a cool hangout over there. It's a really beautiful facility they have. If you haven't been by, it's a top-notch recording studio attached to a great bar. So if you have a band or you are a solo artist, you can come in to the studio and you can cut some live tracks in front of an audience. The audience is on the other side of the glass in the bar setting. And so even if you're a fan, you can come in and watch one of your favorite bands and have a cold adult beverage there and hang out. It's just a real neat place. So get involved, check them out. They're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find everything else at GaslightSTL.com and full listing of events coming up there. So always got a lot of really cool people coming through, national acts as well as all your favorite locals. So get involved and check that out. So also sponsoring this episode is Music Record Shop. They're back, just moved over to a new location on Washington Ave over by right next door to KDHX. So go check them out down there on Washington Avenue in St. Louis, Missouri. New records in every Friday, live in stores, and next one is October 29th. You can come in and see Lucas Jack live in store at Music Record Shop. I follow them online, also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is Mr. H, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out tonight at Limp Rehearsal Space and down here with Mr. H.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the show, man.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. The name of the record is Mr. H and the Modern Historians. That's the name of the band, right?
Right.
So are these your modern historians here with you tonight, or...
Kind of. This is my wife.
Yeah.
Jenny. Hi.
This is my lead guitar player, Mike Shine.
Hello. Yeah. Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of a long story because when I was recording the album, it was just John Humphreys. Mm-hmm. And then I started thinking about getting gigs and how whenever you see on a flyer a band name, John Humphreys, like, you automatically think of someone solo acoustic.
Sure.
It's harder to get gigs that way, so I was thinking about kind of stage names type things and
right,
going over it with my lovely wife here, and I was just kind of joking around and said Mr. H because that's what my my Aunt Deborah used to call her husband, Mr. H, Mr. Humphreys. She's like, that doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah.
So that's stuck.
I like it.
Yeah. So that stuck, and then the Modern Historians was actually one of my band name bids for my other band I'm in, Foothold, when we were changing names, but they didn't go for it. So I recycled and used it for that.
Yeah.
For Mr. H, yeah.
There we go. Yeah, I think it works, man. I agree with what you're saying. I think the name, just so you know, your legal name, John Humphreys or whatever, would definitely lend more to being a solo artist. But there's another guy in town, John Henry, who I'm a big fan of.
Oh, cool.
And he went the opposite. The name used to be John Henry and the Engine. And I think they got confused with a lot of other people with similar names.
Right.
You know, there was like a group even in near called John Hardy
and the pain.
And the public.
And the public, yeah, the public.
Yeah, that's the guy we work with. Kevin Bachman.
So there's like, anyway, there's a lot of similar kind of names. And so it was like, so I think he dropped it now. It's just John Henry. But he still plays with his full band.
Sweet, yeah.
And it's, you know, he's the primary singer-songwriter and stuff, so.
That's such a strong, like, mythical name.
Yeah.
Could stand on its own.
But, yeah, all right. But, yeah, it's just, you know, obviously whatever you can identify as and stuff. But, yeah, I think it works. And so the record, we said that's the name of the band. The record is out now, titled More.
Mm-hmm.
And, will be out. Sorry, it's complete. It's complete. It's finished, mm-hmm. And will be available November 3rd over at Cicero's in Del Mar Loop.
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about that party, man. That's
sure.
So it's again, it's November 3rd, Del Mar Loop. They're at Cicero's, and $10 will get you in. And who you got with you?
A couple touring bands, The By Gods, and Four Arm Shivers.
Yeah,
I think so. From Kansas City area.
Yeah,
and then another local band called the Langoliers.
Yeah. Those are guys are buddies of mine. They've been on the show.
Cool.
Out of Festus area.
Oh, nice.
We recorded with them down there. But they're a lot of fun. Those guys just rock and roll, man.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a good show because I think the Four Arm Shivers, if I'm not mistaken, I think they're a punk band.
Yeah.
So then the By Gods are kind of more country rockish.
Yeah.
What I've heard. First show.
Yeah, very a lot of variety.
I don't mean to label anybody.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun. Just like a set, like a little something for everybody there. So
yeah, it'll be it is a Thursday night, but it's all good.
You can party on a Thursday.
You can party
on
a Thursday.
Yeah. Start drinking early.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's an all ages show.
Yeah, all ages show. Our kids are coming. We got a 6-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 7-month-old. So
they're all coming out.
All of them. It's a $3 surcharge for minors. Yeah.
Yeah.
Get into your kids.
I work Oyster Bar, twice a week.
This is great.
Yeah, great place. And, did see, a first the other night. somebody brought in an infant in in a baby carrier. Like,
awesome.
Friday night,
when it's popping.
Yeah, I was like,
damn.
So, I don't know. Definitely a first for the bar, but...
Was there a headphones?
No, I don't know. I don't think so.
That's on infant.
It wasn't, like, it wasn't too, headphones. Like, crazy loud, but yeah, like, you should probably still have headphones, and baby shouldn't have been there in the first place, though, but anyway, I was just thinking, like, you know, bringing the $3 surcharge, having to charge charge that infant. I was, definitely. I think your show will be a lot more suitable for an all ages event. So,
yeah. But. So, and I'll have at the show, I'll have a full band with me, including Mr. Mike here. My bass player in Footholds named Brent McIntosh will be up there with me. Mike Percelli, I'm sure I butchered your last name. he's the drummer in Foothold. He'll be up there with us. And then the other two members of Foothold, Ryan Stoffel and Jeremy something. I know his last name, but I don't want to butcher it. Anyways, it's the guy we met earlier. But they'll be up there with me for one song for More. Thank you.
So did this did this all start as a with the intentions of being a band, or is it a lot of just
not necessarily?
Yeah,
that's I mean, I've been writing some of this material like over 10 years ago, and I've just now come about like getting it down in the studio, and you know, a lot of life happens.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I understand that.
So when I was recording it, when I play it out live, it's just all acoustic stuff. So when I got in the studio, I wanted to kind of expand the sound a little bit. But everything on the record, let's see. Of course, the drums, those are all Mike Puccelli. The lead stuff is Mike Shine. Except for on Moore, that's Jeremy. And then bass on Moore.
And cello.
Oh, yeah, there's a cello. Chris Bachman from the band. Yeah. He's featured on cello on a couple tracks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but besides that, the bass and guitar, the percussion, the vocals and harmony on the other 8 or 9 tracks, that's all me.
Mm-hmm.
So, after doing that and kind of expanding the sound a little bit more, I'm kind of playing with the idea of forming a band. Like, this isn't anything official yet. Maybe someday it will be, but you know, all these guys just happen to have the time and
mm-hmm.
practice.
Awesome.
And yeah, they're all awesome. So yeah, so the show will be mostly a full band. There'll be a couple of just me and Mike, like you heard earlier. But
yeah, you started when you're writing a lot of this stuff, I guess you write with just you and guitar, and then you play foot percussion, right, you said?
That's kind of a newer thing.
Yeah.
I've been doing that the past 3 months or so.
Okay.
That's kind of as the whole Mr. H thing has come along, and when I haven't had anyone available to play with me. So that's when I bring out the foot percussion.
Right.
But before that, yeah, I mean, I started writing some of this stuff like 11, 12 years ago, and it's all been just acoustic guitar and me singing.
Sure. Mm-hmm. What do you... Like we kind of talked off mic a little bit, but how there are a lot of a little more depressing, sadder themes throughout this record and things. I mean, where you find the influence and stuff to write these songs and tell these stories and
some of the older stuff, like I'm gonna start by saying a lot of it is like stories. You know, that have come up with in songs.
Sure.
But, you know, that reflects back on me in some way. But there's a few songs on there that are autobiographical that I guess aren't like the lightest of material, like Dreadful Dark. That's that song's about I wrote that when my dad was in prison. And Longing. I was kind of going through like a religious crisis at that point.
Yeah.
But a lot of the other stuff on there, I guess I do have some happy songs.
Right.
2 or 3 on there. I don't know. I've talked about it with my wife and with a lot of other people. It's like, it's hard to write, like, happy songs.
Yeah.
You're a happy person.
Yeah, I'm a happy person.
Sure. Well, I think, a lot of what you're saying and even playing the foot percussion, because it reminds me of a guy, Lincoln Durham, who I'm a big fan of.
Okay.
He's out of Texas area, and nice. I forget what town, but he plays a more, you know, real gritty blues, slide guitar, plays the drums with his feet, like I said, wears a harmonica on some tracks.
Yeah.
Even plays, he has like a diddly bow and plays violin, and like he plays all kinds of different instruments and things. But he writes some super dark, gothic, almost like lyrics and things, and I kind of got to talking to him because you talk to him in person, and he's very, you know, positive, very, you know, happy and thing. And I'm like, I was like, is that a release? You know, it's like you know, he has these things are in his head, these ideas and thoughts or whatever, and it's a release for him. You know, it's a way for him to get it all out on paper and make a song out of it and stuff, and then you don't have to sit there with it. You know, these things stuck in your head anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my grandma always said, still says that like poetry is lying your way to the truth.
Yeah.
So I kind of relate to that a lot when I'm writing music. Like, obviously it's music, it's going to be kind of over exaggerated versus what real life is. And like, a lot of terrible things happen in some of the songs, a lot of people getting killed. And, you know, like, obviously there's something in me, and I'm not going to murder anybody, but, you know, something that needs to be kind of released in some kind of productive way.
Yeah.
The music, you know, like, you know, I think, I don't know, when you write about stuff that's more, a little more substance, more real to me, you know, than some of this overly happy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I went to see Aaron Lewis one night at the Pageant, lead singer of Stain and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And he writes a lot of super dark, you know, depressing songs and stuff too with Stain, and but it's more of his newer stuff's like country.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And he said in other words, but he said so he's gonna play one of the newer songs, and he's like, so I messed up and I wrote a happy song.
Simple Joys.
But I just found that, you know, he used, like I said, other words there. I thought that was so funny of an idea that he messed up and wrote a happy song. You know, it was like, you know, it was just like, it happened to, so.
I mean, there's been moments where I just had happy tunes and happy lyrics come to me. Like the Simple Joys that's on the album, that's, I wrote that around Christmas 4 years ago now, probably. Something like that.
But. Yeah. We played a couple of tunes live, and I think it turned out real nice. We are recording this outside of Limp. So,
your car.
I thought it was pretty nice. So with the little, you know, background noise and all that. But I think it'll be some unique recordings.
Yeah.
But they
makeshift. Table and
yeah,
the
sure.
We found
outside. Yeah. we whatever it takes, you know.
Yeah.
But you played on track one, Chattanooga Blues.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about that? Anything about that song?
Sure. That was actually the second song I ever wrote, back probably 11 years ago ish. Yeah, probably 2005. Anyway, so I wrote that a long time ago, and I don't know. I listened to like a lot of outlaw country, old rock and roll stuff. It's like Johnny Cash, Waylon Willie.
Sure.
Yeah. Lefty Frizzell. Love Lefty Frizzell. Not that he's an outlaw or anything, but, you know, a lot of old country western stuff.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. That's just kind of like the musical influence of that time. And then, I don't know, I just came up with a story about someone going to Tennessee to kill his wife and her man.
Yeah.
It's good.
Right.
Don't let this deter you. Please listen to the album.
Great storyteller.
Yeah. Sure.
And I know
hotel door. Yeah, I'm knocking down that number five door. I fire 1, 2, 3 shots and 2 bodies gonna hit the floor. I put 1 in his chest and 2 in Jody's head. I put 1 in his chest and 2 them in Jody's head. I thought I was done and he looked at me from his pool and said, he said, please, mister, please, sorry for what it's.
Also with these, like, but there's a guy, you know, I'm a huge fan of, one of my favorite writers, Will Hogue, and but there's something to the way he tells a story, you know, and it's like so believable. People believe their true stories, you know, like, and, like, you know, he's like, he writes, you know, he sings these songs about whatever, you know. Some are happy, like, about loving his wife, and then the next is, you know, cheating or whatever, you know, something, you know, I'm just as an example, but it's like, so people think that, you know, you did all that, and he's like, not all these are true stories,
right,
just, you know, but they're just storytelling, you know, so, but yeah, I think that's the hint of a good writer, to the fact that you're able to, you know, people, you know, you're able to tell these stories and stuff like that, and in a song.
I guess there's a few very personal ones.
Right.
A lot of them are stories. Like More, the title track. That came from, I used to work, as soon as I graduated from Maryville in music therapy, I got my first job at St. Patrick's Center. I got one of their group homes over on North Grand. And I worked there for about a year. And so that song is influenced a lot by the stories I heard over there about, you know, drug use and abuse growing up, and, you know, kind of going down the wrong path, and, you know, some of their run-ins with, like, police brutality, and, so, you know, that's, you know, kind of a story song, but also something that I, you know, was there to witness in a way or hear about.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I always try to come to music with kind of more of an open mind, you know, like, obviously I'm not killing anybody, I'm not doing any of this stuff.
Right.
You know, I just hope that the deeper message gets to everybody. That's why I went with the title More and the picture on the cover of our two oldest kids. It's our daughter Ivy riding her tricycle, and our son Emery. It looks like our daughter, but he's the one under the little tent in his sister's dress.
He's in a tutu.
A tutu. There we go. Yeah. So, that's kind of why I put that picture on there, because, and the title More, because I think the whole album is trying to get it, like, how some way or another we lose our innocence at some point, and we're all striving to get it back, like we had it when we were children, you know. So that's, I hope that that's what people get out of these stories.
Yeah. Very cool. Well, you can pick up a copy again November 3rd at Cicero's. That's the big release party, so...
It'll also be on my website, which I'll just let you post.
Yeah.
It's a free website, so it's still kind of convoluted, but jhumphreysmt.wix.com/music. We'll have that link up on here, but you can go to there and go to the music section, and you can get a, buy a digital download, $9.99. It's another way to do it.
Yeah. And then you also played Shafter, Texas, live on the show.
Yeah.
So that's track 3 on the record. So again, we'll throw those on. You'll get to hear some live, and then you want to throw some. You want to throw a studio one on there too?
Sure. I'll do the title track more.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, we obviously tell them a little of that story too. So it'd be pretty appropriate. And then I did. You have a John's Facebook page, right? For the music.
Yep, just search John Humphrey's Music on Facebook.
Yeah.
You'll find me.
So, come out November 3rd. We'll also have brand new shirts.
Yeah.
Brand new stickers.
Sticker shirts. CDs.
Yeah, all kinds of merch. So, come out and, like I said, bring some money. Bring, grab a copy of the new album and pick your new shirt. And
eat at Cicero's.
Yeah. Yeah, good pizza there.
Oh, man. Their jambalaya pasta.
Yeah.
It's going to be a big jam. So many awesome musicians.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yep. Yeah. So, again, that's the show is $10. Tickets available at Cicero's website through Ticketfly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you can, if you're on Facebook, you can find the Facebook event. I'm sure there's a ticket link in there also and all that stuff. So, well, man, it's been a lot of fun. I appreciate you. Taking some time out to do this and making it happen and like I said, I really I gave the whole record a listen the other day and I really dig it. I think you're onto something. Thank very you. Cool. It's definitely kind of right in my wheelhouse of you know, it's got some blues in there and just again like that kind of old country like you're influenced by. You hear some of that kind of stuff. So I'm just a big fan of singer songwriters and.
Thanks, man.
So I think hopefully people pick it up, the record, and enjoy it as well. And keep an eye out for more dates and stuff coming soon.
Yep.
And, like again, follow John on Facebook. So thanks again, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll see you all soon.
Crossing that border. Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.